Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be a new friend. We're going to have him back on the show. James Holzrichter, ladies and gentlemen, Holzrichter, Holzrichter, is the author of A Just Cause, A True Story of Courage, Hope, and the Integrity of the American Dream. James he started out as a good employee at Northrop Grumman, and he became a whistleblower there. And his journey led to the actual enforcement of a law that was designed to prevent companies from government contractors from stealing from the government, basically. And over a period of a couple of decades and a long, horrible journey, he wound up getting a settlement out of it, he and some other folks. James, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on your book. Thank you for your service. And I want to change subject. In the previous two segments, you told us about your journey. But a guy named Edward Snowden has started his own journey. He saw some things that he didn't like. I'm alleging this, but instead of going through the channels like you attempted to do, and then you wind up doing, he went outside of a government. He went outside of America, and told and released secret information to the media. And some people call him a whistleblower, some people call him a traitor. How do we know the difference, James?
Well, that's a hard question to frame there, Jim. Another term needs to be come up rather than a whistleblower. Some people are referring to people who are operating outside of the law as leaking. Because remember, the activity that he actually reported might, although some people feel was wrong, it was not something that was illegally being done. It was maybe morally incorrect. And
right.
Some people say, as you do, that he was a hero, some a traitor, but what I will say is he's 100% in trouble. And he chose to take this course. And some people says, well, isn't he just like Daniel Ellsberg with the Pentagon Papers 40 years ago when he decided to bring that information out? Well, you have to remember what Mr. Ellsberg did is he went to a bastion of the American public that oversaw it at the time. People felt different about the press then 40 years ago, and he went to he went to the New York Times, and he gave them that information, and then they weighed what they would actually put in print. They didn't put everything out there. They used a little bit of sense before what they did, and he stayed right here. He didn't go to another country taking information and documentation.
How ironic he would go to a communist country to complain about freedom, how freedom was being infringed in America, right?
It's just struck me as strange. It really did, Jim. We don't know what he thought.
I want to move on because his deal is going to play out, and what's going to happen is going to happen. But the thing is, where I'm conflicted on this, I do think he's a traitor. I don't think he should have done what he did. But it doesn't upset me that our government is the politicians, I'll say that, not the NSA employees, I'm not concerned about those guys, but that the politicians might have to guard themselves, might have to be careful about what they do lest we find out about them. I don't trust our government anymore to do the right thing with my private information, James. What do you think? Is that too strong?
No. No, I don't disagree with you. No, I don't. See, the problem
go ahead.
No, I was just saying the problem with some of these cases, like with Snowden and others like that, it really distracts us from the more important instances of really individuals who are are working and operating within the law to bring these cases, and they put themselves at such risk, and they go through so much. And that's why I also started a nationwide mentoring project through Taxpayers Against Fraud for these people to have someone that they can talk to.
Right.
And someone who can listen because they're isolated.
Can they find out about that at your website?
Yes, that's James H. Holzrichter, consultancy.com. And they can also find the book there as well.
And the book's available wherever it works. So James H. Holzrichter, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Consultancy.com. Holzrichter, folks. Check it out there. James, thank you for your service. Thank you for your leadership and for your sacrifice. And we're looking forward to getting you back on the show again soon.
Thank you for having me on today, Jim.
James Holzrichter, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.